What's up, bro?
Hey, what's up, Joe?
New from Joker Products. You'll never guess the combination, but you always make sure to go out with a smile. It's Indy's local flavor. Today we're doing commercials.
Wow. So
that was my little
wow.
Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson line.
Merchandising.
Yeah. Play for the Heat, I play for Nike.
Yeah. Yeah, that's more, oh, wow. Yeah, that is a, I don't know that I've heard a more true statement this year.
You know who said that, right?
Oh, God. Wade?
Lonzo Mourning.
Mourning. Okay.
Yeah. Back when they had the original triplets, I guess.
Yeah.
So how was your day, bro?
Action packed.
Okay.
Yeah, but no, it was good.
Yeah. You want to start out with NFL news or the sad news first?
Well, I thought the NFL news for us was the sad news that Carson Wentz is back.
Well, see, okay, well, let's talk about that. That's fine. That works. How long you been a Colts fan, Rob? How many years? And I'm a Colts supporter, so yeah.
I'm in on that. You know, and it hit just at the right time. I mean, I was 12 years old when the Colts came to Indianapolis. Right. So from that day forward, it was the Colts. Good, bad, ugly, didn't matter.
Right.
It's Indiana's team. So
yep.
That's where it started with me. Prior to that, I was able to see the 70s Steelers play, the Cowboys.
Yes, right.
And even when it was, you know, the Joe Montana years,
right.
I remember during that run that it was just kind of like, another Super Bowl with the 49ers. Why? They were the Patriots of the day, you know.
I wouldn't go that far, but okay.
Yeah. So, you know, but to have something that is, quote, ours, you know, even though it's not ours, but, you know, that's fandom. And
right.
I've thought about it. What if they get the Mayflower trucks and leave Indianapolis someday? Would I still be a Colts fan? I don't know.
The reason why I asked you that, we've seen this before. With Wentz, we've seen this before. I think they're playing the same card again. The reason why I say that is the Colts said, hey, Peyton Manning's going to start. He didn't start. His neck was jacked up. Hey, Andrew Luck's going to start. Andrew Luck didn't start. He retired. Hey, Carson Wentz is going to start. Well, I'd love to see Carson Wentz start, but I don't think he's going to start.
You hit exactly where I was going, and that was one of the thoughts I've had over the last 24 hours. I was like, he's going to quit in a week. He's going to retire in a week and walk away with whatever $30 million, because that's what Andrew Luck did. They've spent, I believe, in the last 3 or 4 years, at least $115 million on quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I'm same song, different verse.
Same old story, same old song and dance, my friend, as Aerosmith would say.
Yes.
So if he plays, that's fine. But the Seahawks are going to have him for lunch.
I agree with that. And the other thought that I had to go along with you know, my previous comment that he's going to retire in a week. I'm not saying he's going to retire in a week, but
right.
The thought was, and actually, I mean, this is just perfect to when I became a Colts fan.
Right.
With Peyton Manning, for all those years, As long as he was healthy, this never happened. It was never an issue. Yes. Now it's an annual rite of passage. And it's like, okay, are you doing this to hype up and get controversy to sell tickets or not? Or you know, what is the real purpose of doing this every time? Because you're going to wear out that fan base.
It's a pursuit to sell tickets, in my opinion. But, you know, and I mean, and you're also doing that because you got, did they lose money last year because of the virus?
I'm curious to know how that went, because when there was nobody in the stands,
the
profit sharing arrangement and all that other stuff with the advertisers, you know, and I don't know if Indianapolis not being a big market team versus, you know, the other big market teams, do they get a larger slice of a very much smaller pie for sales, quote unquote. I would like to know, and that's actually a really good point, because I don't know that anybody's saying anything about it.
And, you know, I try not to talk about this topic because it just gets hammered and hammered and hammered. But Delta variant could freeze sports again. Which I would hate, but it's, you know, people are already doing the already getting quarantined and sequestered. And one suck up of the Titans had lunch with an opposing team and he's got it. So I'm like, I mean, it's in the South. That ain't no joke. It ain't no joke in the South. So it's just a matter of time before we get all this mess again. So I hope it doesn't. I hope it doesn't happen. But
yeah, you know, my take on that is this: for a year and a half plus, still going.
Yep.
There comes a point where you gotta let nature take its course. I was talking with our friend Rick yesterday.
Sure.
We discussed George Carlin.
I love him.
And he sent me. He sent me an old YouTube pic of George Carlin.
Yeah.
That I'd forgotten about. But in the bit, Carlin's talking about the absolute ridiculousness of our germophobia, even before
I saw that. It's classic, fantastic.
And he mentions when they go to give somebody a lethal injection, they alcohol swab his arm.
What's the point?
Yeah.
Make it a little easier.
Yeah. It's like, so, and he literally said this. So when the guy or lady gets to hell, that, you know, they'll be admitted because they're disease free.
We'll just put a little extra bacon grease on it while you're in the 80s.
But that's where a lot of this stuff is. And I am, you know, I have family members and friends that are not. That's their choice. But we've been given the tool. And it comes down to, I'm stunned that, and I don't want to get into politics, but I'll just throw this out there as an observation. Yeah, sure. I'm stunned that the choice advocates out there aren't just going berserk over my body, my choice on this one.
Fair enough. And I've got family members in the South, and they're already offering the booster. And where's Indiana at?
Oh, I already got a text in the last day or two and an email saying, get your booster. Well, no, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, right.
My parents, they got it in February, March-ish.
No. I'm talking about the Delta booster. I have family down south who already has gotten the third Delta booster. Yeah. Where's Indiana at?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, and that's one of the refreshing things I'm seeing about local government now. Once the state legislature kind of put a leash on our governor, he's been very much more laissez-faire. Even our Democratic mayor, you know, they can come out and put down the hammer. But I heard another really good analogy. You know, Carlin had a great one about.
Yeah.
The nonsense I heard it explained this way. We're at the point now where if you were standing on a beach and just hanging out and you're, you know, pretty near a lifeguard tower. And out, you know, just offshore, someone is drowning.
Right.
Imagine if that lifeguard got down, came over to you and said, here, please put on these goggles to help that person.
Yeah.
You know, and you can lead a horse to water. You can't make it drink.
Correct.
So, yeah, that's...
So that's our political segment for today, kids, and now it's on the sports.
Yeah. Sad stuff.
We might as well get to that next. Couple celebrities have passed away recently, and then one celebrity birthday. Don Everly of the Everly Brothers play here this week, I think. Charlie Watts passed of the Rolling Stones passed away like yesterday, I think.
Yes.
And grew up with her. I Dream of Jeannie's Barbara Eden is 90. Turned 90. So the sports news, more preseason stuff. Chiefs beat the Cardinals. Bills beat the Bears. Colts outlast the Vikings. I did not see that game. Raiders outlast the Rams. Titans beat the Bucks and the Saints beat the Jags. And today the Bears announced that Andy Dalton's going to be the starter for week one. Did you see the Colts Vikings game?
I did. And
what's your takeaway?
Yeah, that. I know why Wentz all of a sudden came back.
I can't believe that.
If just being, you know, absolute bench warmer quarterback, so for quarterback here, they're two sides of the same coin. You know, I would hope they keep both. I don't know what, you know, the pecking order is, but from what I saw, the thing that stuck out to me in that game was it didn't matter if, and I told my mom this when she was asking about it the next day, I said, it didn't matter if it was first stringers in, second stringers in, or third stringers in, right?
Yeah. Right. Yep.
Can't score a touchdown.
Well, who's the guy that missed the field goal?
I can't remember. It's like I want to say Perino, but that's not it.
Yeah, that's close enough.
Yeah.
He's no longer with the Colts.
Well, good. Because I was like, why the heck are you giving Hot Rod a tough time? Because that's Hot Rod's job for the next 20 years. He's going to be the next Adam Vinatieri. So.
Yeah. Hot Rod's pretty much money. You know, he'll hit 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
So, and the 10 will be a 50-yarder that he misses maybe. So.
Right.
Yeah, I get that. If you're looking for something, good to watch on television, they've come up with a new Marvel animated series called What If, and it's basically in an alternate universe. Captain America. Steve Rogers doesn't become Captain America. Agent Carter becomes Captain Carter. So if you're a Marvel fan, I think you'll like it. Watch the Sound, which I've been talking about, has 6 episodes. I thought there was more. It's on Apple TV. It's worth checking out. And of course, Curb Your Enthusiasm with Larry David. Do you watch that at all on HBO Max?
I have not gotten to it yet. That's one of the things I'm needing to do. All my streaming channels, it's, well, per the Pink Floyd song, you know, 13,000 channels of and nothing to choose from.
Yeah. Am I going to spoil it for you if I tell you a little part
no,
about it? Or,
no, okay. That's probably going to encourage me to make a point to go watch it. So,
okay. So, in season six, Larry David's wife calls Larry from an airplane, and Larry has blinders on. He always lives life with blinders on. He only sees what's straight in front of him. So Larry's wife, Cheryl, calls him from the plane, and he can't really hear her, and he's with the TiVo guy because he's with the that's telling you how old this series is. He's with the TiVo guy because the satellite keeps breaking up during the Laker games. It's set in L.A. And his wife Cheryl calls him because her plane is in super turbulence, and she's saying like, "Well, I love. If anything happens to me, I love you. I want you to know that I love you and care about you." And Larry says, "Sorry, I can't hear you. Can you call me back in 10 minutes? I'm with the TiVo guy." And she's like, "What?" So she comes home and says, "I'm done." So they had a family living with them. One of them's Jay Smoove, the comedian. And one of them's Vivica A. Fox. So Larry needed a date to a bar mitzvah. And he takes Vivica A. Fox. And basically, Larry's agent, Jeff, and his wife just tries to rip Larry a new orifice every time. And so Indiana's own Vivica Fox gets together with Larry David, and they're having fun and enjoying and having a good time. And his agent's wife comes over and starts cussing him out. And Vivica Fox cusses her out and just slams the door. And it's like, great. It's like, about time. And she says, "Nobody cusses out my man. Who do you think you are, you bleepity bleepity bleep?" The old, Yosemite Sam line. Bam! Yeah. And there goes the door.
Yeah.
Funny.
Nice.
So, today's topic is our favorite commercials of all time. So, I got 21. You want to go first?
Yep. And some of these, I mean, the more I went, the more I could have got. So,
right. Yep.
I tried to cover everything. I tried to make sure that it wasn't, something, just Super Bowl ad related.
Yeah.
But a lot of them I found were, but. Okay. You know, and then if there's like series of commercials, a theme that just keeps going and going, those are fun. So, yeah, my number 21 was Joe Isuzu. You remember Joe Isuzu?
he was dreadful. Yes, of course.
Oh yeah. But as a kid, it was like, oh, this is awesome.
See, I did all mine from memory. I didn't look any of these up. So that's fun. That's funny. That's a good pick. Did you ever see the Skittles commercial where the man and the woman are in a bedroom and it's a Skittles commercial?
I don't think so.
Oh, wow. It's funny. Huh. And it got cut. But they showed it on like Extra or something. So mine is Skittles Taste the Rainbow.
Okay. Nice. Well, we're kind of going the same way, candy sugar and then sugared cereals.
Oh, yeah. Got that, definitely.
Number 20, Trix are for kids. And my notes on that at some point, there were, and it started back in the 50s.
Right. Right.
Guess how many times the rabbit actually got the cereal?
One.
Two.
I was close. I have that higher.
Okay.
So, yeah, great, great spot. Very memorable. Number 20, I did a Rock and Roll Cola Wars, Coke versus Pepsi.
Yeah. When I was in business school, we would do comparisons because, you know, with so many industries, there are two big boys or big girls, right?
Yep.
And the comparison is always Nordstrom versus Walmart, Coke versus Pepsi.
There's no comparison, Nordstrom versus Walmart.
Yeah.
It's in there.
Yeah. But the theme is, with Nordstrom, what do? They charge a lot for not many items, right? Correct.
Yeah.
Versus Walmart bulk. Pennies on the dollar.
Yep.
Volume. Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Well, what we found when we compared Coke and Pepsi was, and I found this very interesting from the analysis at the time. This was 13, 14 years ago.
Yeah.
Whenever you buy Coke or Pepsi, whatever you choose, just know that basically Coke is Nordstrom and Pepsi is Walmart.
I believe that. I believe that.
Yeah. So
I had an aunt that collected everything. And I am not exaggerating when I say everything. And when she passed, my mom and my sister cleaned up the house in my hometown. And I got some of her things, and they split up her things throughout the family. But my brother got the he may have two. I don't know if he got two or one, but he got the original Pepsi 16-ounce bottle machine, first one ever produced.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I think he gave one of those to his boss at the time.
Yeah. Wow.
Who was a Pepsi collector.
Yeah. Well, and my mom's side of the family, meaning her parents, Coca-Cola all the time.
Sure.
When Coke did the classic debacle.
Right.
I remember my mom sitting on the couch drinking what she thought was going to be her last real Coke.
Yeah.
Then they brought out new Coke.
Right, which was dreadful.
Yeah, yeah. And once they had the revolt and they brought Coke back, I think that's kind of like what the Colts are pulling with the quarterback this year.
The new Coke.
Yeah, we're going to
quarterback.
Yeah, yeah. New Coke. Oh, sorry, here's classic.
Yeah.
Oopsies. Yeah. No. But my dad's side, meaning his parents, they were Pepsi people.
Yeah.
And as a kid, I didn't care.
Well, that's the way I was. I mean, give me a pop and I'll drink it as long as it's cold.
Yep. Yep. Now, as I've gotten older, I got hooked on Mountain Dew and then Diet Mountain Dew a long time ago. And so I just gravitate towards Pepsi products. But if I'm at my parents, I'll have a Coke.
For a while, I was drinking the Mountain Dew with the real sugar.
I did that for at least 5 years, right after I got out of college. I was doing that, and I could tell it was not helping me, so.
Yep.
Number 19, And this one's ironic because the day before I was going through the grocery store and I was like, I need pens. I need pens. I need pens. And I'm in the pen aisle and I'm looking at all these different pens and all this stuff. And I was like, no, I want a Bic. I want a Bic. Flick my Bic. I want a Bic.
That's a lighter.
So number 19, it's Flick Your Bic, 1974 Bic lighters. Nice. Because I got it totally crossed up. And yeah, but I do, I'm one of those, if I get to a certain point, I will click the button on the pen.
Sure.
Over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And so that to me is flicking a Bic. So.
Gotcha. You buy Bic pens?
Uh-huh.
I'm a Pilot guy all day.
See, that's the other one. That was Pilot. And I was like, nah, I can't do that. I can't.
Okay.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
There's something about it, the way it just glides or not, you know.
Yeah. And I'm not a gel pen guy either. Mm-mm. So.
No, because the way I write, you know, it looks like sometimes a Rorschach test, so.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes you feel like a nut, candy bars. Sometimes you don't.
I'd forgotten that one.
Sometimes Snoop Dogg got nuts, and sometimes he don't.
When I was married, this is totally off the subject, but you hit on something, and I'm going to go there now.
Of course.
Yeah. When I was married, my then wife's son, they would encourage students, if they had after-school activities, to bring healthy snacks.
Right? Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah, so... You know, we would go to the local big box store and look for stuff to have throughout the week or whatever.
Yeah.
Periodically, he would get like the little individual size of peanuts or, you know, almonds or walnuts or whatever. And, but on occasion, whenever I needed to know if we needed to order more, I'd just look at him. I go, do we need more nut bags? And he was at the age to where, you know, if you get them at that age to where they don't know, it's like they just short-circuited because know, are you serious? Did you just say that? Am I allowed to laugh? Or I just say yes or no? I love that.
Yes, sir, may I have another?
Yeah, answer. Exactly.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh my. Oh my.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Yeah. That's So many jokes, so little time. As the Joker would say, Jack Nicholson.
I could try my Cartman imitation right now, but I won't.
We totally blew out the explicit lyrics last time. Let's try to keep it family friendly this time around. Because I walked the line with that.
Yeah.
One.
Okay. All right. Well, all I'm going to say for the South Park enthusiasts out there, if you know what the term Russian boa means, we're good.
Which I do not.
It was a game where they would kick each other square in the
square in the shorts.
Yes, right in the pants.
Yeah, right. The short pants.
Yeah. Yeah. Number 18. Maytag repairman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt. Mr. Overload. Maintained repair. Who was the backup for Peyton for all those years? Jim what?
I'm thinking Orlovsky.
No. Orlovsky thinks he knows it all on ESPN and could play crap for quarterback.
Right.
Who was the other guy? Jim who? He's the local broadcaster for the Colts. Black hair.
Oh, no, you got me. Orlovsky is the only one I remember well, and Painter.
No. He backed up Manning forever before Painter. and before Orlovsky, is before both of those guys.
Okay. No, that was...
It's not Jim Cerrone, but it's Jim something. And he's the local broadcaster on... If they do a local game, he's the color analyst.
Okay.
So...
That's a good question. That's a good trivia.
No, he does the... I'm sorry. He does the pregame.
Got it.
He does the local pregame on CBS. Or CBS, I think. So, okay. My number 18, this is kind of general, but, you know, all those things that you saw, cool movie previews.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So, and even the bad ones. You know,
I was getting ready to go right there because I was like, yeah, sometimes you just, and they're very good at either encapsulating in just a very few minutes, you know, whether you want to see that or not. Because if you want to see it, you absolutely want to see it. And if you don't, you're just kind of like, please get to the movie. So,
right.
Yep.
And the ones that are the worst is where they show the whole movie.
Yeah. All the best parts.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are the worst.
Number 17.
I'm sorry. Jim Sorgi.
Sorgi. Yeah.
Jim Sorgi.
Sorgi.
They called him the Maytag repairman for Peyton Manning.
Yep. Now, okay. Sorgi. There's only so much memory I can have about backup quarterbacks over the last
40 years. I hear you. I still have a pretty good filing system, but it's not as good as it used to be.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a revolving door right now, at least over the last...
delete.
Yeah, exactly. You think Andrew Luck, you know, checked with management on whether he should put just a permanent out-of-office reply or...
You know? I want to know his story. I want to know his whole story when the Colts knew that he was totally done. And they've never, ever, ever said that. Ever.
Yeah, but they paid him big bucks.
Yeah, to walk away.
Because it was the good thing to do, the right thing to do. Bull crap, man. You go and you know, if Green Bay was going to hold Aaron Rodgers' feet to the fire potentially for $30 million if he didn't play, you, business is business. But, yeah.
Yeah.
So, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Do you think he'll make the Hall of Fame?
Luck?
Yeah.
No. Bro Jackson's not in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Same kind of too short.
Yep.
So, yeah. No, I don't.
I hope not. I mean, so. Yeah, he did great things in a very short amount of time, but I remember being out, I think it was for, might have been like my sister's birthday with a bunch of her friends when she was in college. Mm-hmm. And we're just sitting there and this dude walks up to me and it was back around the time. Both Barry Sanders and Emmitt Smith had finished their careers.
Yeah.
In much different ways and career accomplishments.
Yeah.
But, and it was just out of the blue. Guy walks up to me. He's like, so who do you think's going to the Hall of Fame first, Barry Sanders or Emmitt Smith? And I said, Emmitt Smith.
Yeah, of course.
Because Barry pissed off the league, in my view. With, you know.
Well, and he had a right to do that, though, because.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't have a receiver. He had coaches fired all the time.
Right.
You know, he was running for his life. Mm-hmm. For years up there.
Yep.
It didn't really have a quarterback.
Yep.
And he still got it done.
Yep.
So, but yeah, he was kind of salty. So, sure. Is it your turn or my turn for 17?
My turn for 17.
Okay.
Because I remembered this one.
Okay.
Time to make the donuts. 1984.
That didn't even come across my radar, but that's true. and that I used to say that at the old Office Space all the time.
Yep.
Especially on Monday morning.
Time to make the donuts.
Donuts. Got here at 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. This toy kind of changed the game. And it was head off by the cartoon. It was Hasbro Transformers, which later became a movie.
Yes. Became
movies.
Had the cartoons, merchandising. Believe me, I was all over that. I had some Transformers myself. So.
And my son had the Transformer toys from the movies.
Right.
Those were the worst user-friendly toys of all time. I straight up had to tell my former family members, do not buy this toy ever again. This toy is not going to go. It's way too difficult. So for a 7-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing worse than a uptight transformer.
Yeah, with a piston in the wrong place.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's an accident waiting to happen. Dun, dun.
I lost my piston. Well, my oil's going everywhere.
Yeah.
Blew a rod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blew a rod.
Yeah. Yeah.
No transformer named Rod.
Yes. Yeah.
Number 16.
I just got that. Very witty.
Number 16.
Very witty.
Number 16. Now for something entirely different.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Reverend.
Hardee's 1986 California Raisins. Heard it through the grapevine.
Marvin Gaye classic.
Yes, okay, brought that song back to me, and this one was so good, I remember what they were actually selling.
What's that?
Cinnamon Raisin Biscuits.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. It's got to be the shoes, Mike. Air Jordans by Spike Lee.
Yes. Yes.
Which, yes. You know, it's not the shoes, but...
It is the shoes per Alonzo Mourning.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, my brother has loved those shoes ever since.
Who was it that said, basketball's been very good to me?
Baseball. Baseball's been very good to me, yes.
Yeah, Nike's been very good to me.
Yeah. I had a pair of Air Jordans once, and, hey, if you love those shoes, that's great. Hated them.
Well, when I was like in fourth grade, Air Jordans hadn't taken off yet, but the groundwork was already laid for Nike. And my mom got me, they were almost like Chuck Taylor versions of Nike shoes.
Yeah.
And within 2 weeks,
the
soles were coming out of them.
Oh,
so she took those
back,
got her money back, and, you know, we got different shoes. So,
yeah.
My number 15, because they are good commercials.
Mm-hmm.
He's very good at everything, evidently. Peyton Manning Nationwide commercials.
Well, at least you didn't say that damn Liberty Mutual. That stupid ostrich. Man.
I like those.
The one
where he's having the barbecue. And all he can say is that same line all the time. And then his girlfriend or fiance or whoever looks at him and goes, it's the weekend. Can we talk about something else?
Yeah.
And then he looks at the ostrich and goes, hot dog or chicken?
Yeah, that's subtle. My brother went on social media and took on all of them and said, I don't want any insurance with any stupid commercial. I don't want any of them. Yeah.
Well, he doesn't want to hear what I'm getting ready to
He went after Progressive. He went after everybody.
Oh, no. I love Liberty Mutual.
Yeah, he said, I don't want anybody with the mascot representing me and my insurance.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Which I'm like, yay, yay, yay.
All right. Well, I'm not moving it because it's one of my...
That's fine. That's fine.
To be fair,
yeah,
the other one I've got in here later on, uh-huh, it would not have made a top 11 list. So there's okay. my caveat.
My next two kind of go together. This came around later, but this was like a mainstay when I was a kid. Friday night videos on NBC.
Yes. Yes. When I was, you know, getting to that age, stay up late, stay up late, stay up late.
Right. I
had to wait for the news to end to yeah.
Right, right.
I'm with you on that one.
Yep.
My number 14, and ironically, I hadn't seen or heard anything commercial-wise on this mm-hmm. for a long time. And then today, I'll be damned if they're not bringing it back.
Okay.
At least a little bit.
Yeah.
Terry Tate, office linebacker.
That was funny. Now, if you could, now here's my thing, okay? I used to write commercials in college. So if you can write an original commercial that's thought-provoking or is entertaining or is funny or is smart, I'm cool with that. But the commercials I see on streaming media,
yeah,
not so much. It's the same stuff.
Well, I've got a side note that was actually going to be an honorable mention.
Uh-huh.
And this kind of ties in with it because it's been happening for at least 20 years.
Okay.
And it was, I believe it was the Super Bowl with St. Louis Rams and Tennessee Titans.
That'd be 99. That'd be 2000.
Yeah.
2000. Yep.
Yep. And you remember all the .coms were coming and this and that. Sure. And the other, and every yep. commercial, definitely every two out of every three commercials that year was yep. some kind of .com or something like that. And I don't remember what they're selling because, as history would go to show, most of them went away.
Yeah.
Right. But yep. what this company did was the commercial started and it was literally a monkey playing drums for 30 seconds. And then when it stopped, all that came up on the screen was, we just wasted $1 million. You don't have to. And then it was selling whatever it was they were selling.
I don't recall that, but I believe you.
Yeah, that was one I remembered. But to your point, yeah, I thought that was cool and creative and original. And yes, they wasted $1 million because I don't know that they're in business anymore. But,
yeah,
being able to have that kind of stuff. And yeah, there is a lot of cookie cutterness to this, but, and maybe that is kind of the compromise that needs to happen, because if they get a really good idea, they either just cancel it and don't have it back anymore ever, or right. they run it into the ground.
Right. Right.
And I think that kind of goes to my number 13, which is Geico. So simple, a caveman can do it.
Fair enough. My number 14 was around before my number 15. I don't know if you had cable or not, but Night Flight Videos on the USA Network.
Yeah, I did not have the cables at that time, so okay. Yeah.
I didn't have it till high school.
Okay.
So
yeah, I jumped on the 13. So I've already given that again, Geico. So simple, a caveman can do it.
Right. My number 13 is, I'm a toy collector, so don't have any of these, but it was big at the time. He-Man toy line.
Oh yeah. There was cartoons with that too.
Oh yeah.
There was, and you were mentioning some shows to watch. If you have 2 hours to just veg out and you just like explosions and kung fu fighting and all that, Snake Eyes. I did break down and rented it at home for $20, and mildly entertaining. But I grew up on the G.I. Joe cartoons, and I wanted to see that backstory. And it made you know, near the end of it, of the movie, I think they were stretching a little bit too much, and maybe you're going to try to pull a series out with it. But all in all, it was He-Man, G.I. Joe, Transformers. That was all the back-to-school cartoons I would make sure I was tuned into.
It's funny you say that. My number 12 was G.I. Joe, and I used to have the 12-inch figures when I was a kid.
Nice.
So those are worth fat, fat, fat cash now.
Yeah, yeah. The number 12 for me was Miller Time.
Oh, I totally forgot about light beer from Miller with the sports guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Madden was huge in that. So.
Yep. Less filling tastes great. First time I ever went to Kings Island, we got in trouble for it because on the it was called Viking Fury. It was a big Viking ship that would just go back and forth. We made sure we were sitting on the very ends because that's the best part.
Right.
And one side was screaming less filling. The other side was screaming tastes great.
Sure.
We were 12, maybe.
Yeah.
So, number 11. So this is where it would have really started for me as far as memorable commercials. The Energizer Bunny.
I didn't even think of that. That's a good call. Number 11 for me is, can you name this person's name? Hey, so-and-so, he likes it.
Hey, Mikey, he likes it.
Yeah, Life Cereal.
Life Cereal.
Yeah.
I missed that one. I should have had it in here.
That's all right. Go ahead.
Number 10. And this is how much this stayed with us. It lasted with us even up through high school because it became a running joke.
Okay.
We would just look at each other and go, a one, a tahoo.
Three.
Tootsie Pops.
How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop?
Yeah. Yes. Yep.
The world may never know.
Never know.
Yeah. My number 10 you discussed is Silly Wabbit Twixer for Kids. I did the Elmer Fudd version there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, at the beginning of mine, I was just like, I got to write down all this stuff, and I was trying to think this, and this, and then as I start peeling some off and putting some on, I Trick should have been a little bit higher. And I think this one maybe needs to be a little bit higher, but I'll see. For my number 9, I have the Meet Joe Green Coke commercial.
Oh, can't believe I missed that. I love that spot. Have you seen the outtakes on that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when he belches on a scale of like 9.
Yeah.
My number 9 is older commercials, but they're the ones I grew up with. It's the Tidy Bowl Man. Look down your toilet. It's the Tidy Bowl.
I've got one for you from being a kid.
Uh-huh.
A friend of mine, he and I have been friends ever since 6th grade. He was over at my house. We were having sleepovers Friday night. We were jacked on, you know, Coke and Pepsi and Doritos and everything else like that.
Sure.
And we could not get to sleep.
Right.
And so, you know, we're trying to be quiet. But he looks over at me and he goes, do you know what the Tidy Bowl Man's name is? And I was like, what?
No.
John.
Nice. Yeah, of course.
We were crying laughing for like the next hour.
I'll bet. Yeah. Okay, that old caffeine high.
Yeah. It was a rough time, but Tidy Bowl Man, I missed that one. One I did want to get in here was, and there's two of them.
Yeah.
The Snickers commercial.
Oh, yeah.
With the guy painting the Chiefs logo as CHEFS.
Yeah, the old Chris Berman line.
Yeah, the chefs.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite lines, and I even, you know, even today, if somebody just, and it doesn't happen so much anymore, thankfully, but back at the time, it was a running joke.
Yeah.
This guy got knocked out cold, Yeah. And he's over there talking with the coach. And he goes, do you know who you are? Yeah, I'm so-and-so. Or no, do you know who I am? Yeah, you're coach. Do you know who you are? I'm Batman. Right. And then it closes with him going, would you like to come with me for a ride in the Batmobile, citizen? But that was a Snickers commercial.
Nice. When I first heard this, I didn't think it was for acid indigestion. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Mm. Oh, what relief it is. Alka-Seltzer.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. That. Yeah. Yo, I missed that one.
That goes way back, too.
This one is just personally for me memorable because it was the 2013 Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And it was one of those that, you know, you're watching the game, you're having fun, all that, but when a commercial like this comes on, you know, if it hits you, it hits you.
Right.
If you get a chance, YouTube, Paul Harvey's God Made a Farmer.
Okay.
And it was a Dodge Ram commercial from that year.
Yeah.
And basically it's Paul Harvey reading God Made a Farmer.
Right.
And, you know, being from a farm family and, you know, it fit. So that one is definitely needed to be, for me, top 10, if not top 5. So that's my number 7.
Okay. I'm surprised this didn't get printed into t-shirts, but, this fast food hamburger chain was calling out pretty much McDonald's, I think, when they said, where's the beef, Wendy's? Where's the beef with the old ladies who could barely even hear?
Clara Peller.
Yeah, correct. She was the national celebrity as well.
Oh, yeah. And they did an offshoot for chicken. And it was called Parts is Parts.
Right, yes.
It didn't get the notoriety, but no, with Where's the Beef, you had t-shirts, you had all this stuff.
Hats, yes.
Hats, yes. So, awesome, awesome pick. My number 6, and this goes to another Super Bowl ad from 2001. This was the Super Bowl after September 11th happened. And my mom, she's a teetotaler, but she loves Clydesdale horses. And so whenever Clydesdales are on with the Budweiser commercials, she pays attention. Yep. And let's see. I'm reading my notes. With this one, all you see is them walking across what looks like a snowscape, right? Just barren and everything like that. But what happens is the camera angle shifts and you see New York.
Yeah.
And then the horse is kneeled.
So I remember that.
That was
it. Great spot. I remember that.
Yeah.
Number 6 for me. Me and my brother had some of these, didn't have a bunch of these. Hot Wheels cars. So.
I had a lot of Hot Wheels cars.
Yeah.
Hot Wheels was a big thing for me. There was something else. Well, I would do model vehicles, you know, the plastic models, you glue them together or whatever. So.
Right.
Number 5. In a true sense of irony, Apple's 1984 commercial. Thank you for bringing us 1984 Apple. It's here, people. please reference pre-discussion on pandemic and current state. So,
my number 5. Don't know if you remember this. This was a toy from my childhood. Stretch Armstrong, who went on and on and on and on.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
It was like the first, I don't want to say bungee cord, but the stretch aerobicizer things. You know?
Me and my brother didn't have one.
So, I don't know that I actually ever did. I wanted one, but I don't think I ever got one.
And the way I understand it is because that material is so rare and it has deteriorated, someone sold the villain with the green head for like $300 to $500.
Wow.
Just the head.
Wow.
Because the rest of the body's deteriorated.
Yeah.
On all of them.
Wow. There's a marketing scheme. You sell it to them and basically it evaporates over time.
Right.
Let's see. My number four. To all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
I can't believe I forgot that.
Obviously, I still remember what it was for. I remember
yeah.
working my way up to eating a Big Mac and then actually liking a Big Mac. And I'm kind of proud to say, but not really. I have in my life at just one time consumed an entire Big Mac in one bite on a dare.
I might be able to do that, but that would be tough.
It was very difficult.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think this, but for me, the easy part was getting it in my mouth.
Yeah, I know you quite well, right?
It's kind of like that dog that's always chasing a car.
That dog catches the tire.
No idea what to do once it gets a hold of that car.
Yeah, tire is over.
Yeah. So that's the way that went. But no, thank you, McDonald's, for a very, very good sandwich that still is reasonably priced for the product quality. So.
My number four was banned for the Kearney Complex simply for the first adjective, Evel Knievel.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
the man who broke every bone in his body.
Yeah, my parents steered me away from him too, so.
Which is so stupid. That and Kiss wasn't evil at all.
And keep in mind, around that time, I would be riding on a tractor, open air tractor, fender, going down the road at 30 miles an hour with a very large tire right underneath me.
Right, sure, of course.
So
there's total logic there.
Yeah. That's the way it was.
Right.
Let's see. Number three, Nike, just do it.
Ah, good call. My number three, the Kenner line of Star Wars figures. You want to talk about some hype? Yeah, everybody had to have one. So.
Merchandising. I've got some around here somewhere, I believe, in various states of damage. I remember, somehow my C-3PO lost its arm. And that was
was when the stormtrooper shot him.
Yeah, that was before Empire Strikes Back was out. I don't know if it was foreshadowing or what, and just the wrong character. But
protocol droid loses his arm in Cloud City.
Film at 11.
Yeah.
Everybody's losing arms. Cats and dogs living together.
Again.
Number two.
Numero dos.
And this was when I was really young, but just the nostalgia and kind of as we started talking about this topic, Coca-Cola, Teach the World to Sing.
Oh, wow. I was a young lad of that one. And that came out.
Yeah, I vaguely remember bits and pieces, but I think it was repeats after the originals had aired, you know.
And that was the song first and commercial second.
Yeah.
Number two, how many minor characters can you name, Rob? Ronald McDonald and friends.
Hamburglar.
Correct.
Grimace.
Correct. Give
I'm trying to think of the name of the cop. It was...
I don't remember that one. I can look it up, but I don't remember.
Something... Mr. McCheese, maybe? Because it was a cheeseburger. It had a cheeseburger for a head.
That was Mayor McCheese.
Mayor McCheese.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm at my ends on that, then.
I wish I had those drinking glasses. I do not.
We had a ton of them, and they're all gone now.
Yeah, I've got a couple left. But
yeah. Merchandising.
You got it. You know the story about Star Wars, right? And merchandising?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That basically make the film, but give me the merchandising rights.
Yes. So I'll give you we'll give you the money back for the film and give me the merchandising.
Yep.
It's
about revenue generation, revenue streams, you know?
Yep.
I'm surprised that McDonald's hasn't branched off to selling, you know, like home decor and auto repair supplies. Because Amazon, you know, what's old is new again. Amazon is now opening up brick and mortar stores.
Well, I shop local. I try to stay out of the larger stores if I can.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I occasionally go in there, but I try to do local as much as I can.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you're number two, and these two have been at war for as long as I've been alive.
Uh-huh.
My number one is Where's the Beef? Wendy's.
Great call. My number one, which you're going to kick yourself for not having it on the list. You ready?
Yep.
I want my MTV.
That's true. Well, okay. No, that's awesome. That's awesome because I was going to kind of go there. I didn't have it on my list at all. But here's where I was going with the ones that I haven't mentioned yet, right?
Okay, sure.
You remember Max Headroom?
Of course.
Yeah, I don't remember what he was selling, but I remember it.
New Coke.
That's what it was. That's why. Yeah. Okay. That's why I don't remember.
That Max Headroom is banned from this house.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. I had a couple of PSAs on here. I had a partnership for Drug Free America, the fried egg.
Oh sure. Yeah, I remember that. Sure.
You know, and they would do parodies of it and everything else like that. With, you know, this is. Your brain. This is your brain on drugs.
That was the stupidest crap of all time.
I think one of the parodies I saw. This is an egg. This is an egg with a side of bacon. This is
on the sidewalk.
Side of bacon. Yeah,
on the sidewalk in Indianapolis today.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. It is a scorcher, and it's wow. It came out of nowhere. Quote Anchorman. It's like, well, that escalated quickly.
Yes.
And that happened fast. Kind of like Afghanistan, but we won't.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Also, Keep America Beautiful. It said crying Indian, but I put down crying Native American. So
good call. Good call.
I want my MTV. Absolutely.
Yeah. And then that was, I remember that because the police was one of the main people who said that. And that's one of my
favorite bands. So did Billy Idol.
Yes, he did. Cyndi Lauper did it as well.
Yep. Yeah. She's still around. She's got commercials out now still for some medicine, I think. So here's a very, and this would have been probably my number 25, if I'm counting right.
Okay.
And it's just a personal story. Do you remember the commercial? We had a baby eats a boy.
No.
It was back when you would, I think cell phones were out, but they hadn't ramped up yet. The practice of calling collect on a landline. What the commercial was, there was a guy making a collect call to his parents.
Right.
And, you know, when you were making a collect call, You would tell the the system says, what's your name? And then it would patch it through, and the person would hear who it was and decide to accept or decline the collect call.
Right.
Well, so this guy goes to I believe it was a payphone, and he says, when that beep happened to enter his name, he goes, Bob, we had a baby eats a boy.
Okay, got it.
Well, on the other end, his dad picks up, listens to it, and declines the call.
Yeah.
And in the background, his mom says, well, who was that? And the dad says, it was Bob. They had a baby. It's a boy. You get it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the funny part about it is, and why I even mention it is, around that same time, that friend of mine that told the joke about the Tidy Bowl man.
Yeah.
He and his wife had just had their first son. And it was at the time you had voicemail on everything. So, you know,
right. Right.
he literally left me a message that said, Bob, we had a baby eats a boy.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then he hangs up.
I was hanging out with the kids, and this is showing our generation compared to my kids' generation. But so I'm talking with my kids, you know, they're teens, and I said one time, you guys remember the old house number? They couldn't tell me anything. I've still got my old house number from four addresses ago memorized. And I don't know about you, but I used to have all my numbers memorized.
So, and out where we were, when I was itty bitty, they were called rural routes then.
Sure,
now,
right.
Now
yeah.
It's county roads or,
yep.
or whatever.
Yeah.
And I can remember the rural route number, but when they changed them to actual county road addresses, north, south, east, west.
Right.
That was about the time I was moving out, so I don't remember that one.
Yeah.
But here's a kicker. My cell phone number now.
Yeah.
The last four digits of my phone number now is only one digit off of the same four digits of my home number growing up. That's the way I'm able to remember that one. And then my parents, their phone number, they never changed the phone number. I mean, they changed, you know, who it's listed under, but yep. they never changed the phone number from my grandparents.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I obviously remember that one. So
my dad still has the same landline since 1973. He's got a cell phone, but
yeah. Yeah.
He doesn't have internet.
Yeah,
which drives my teens nutty. So, but
what do you use? Smoke signals?
He uses carrier pigeons.
Has he invented fire yet?
Something like that. So
no, my parents the same way.
So, you know, I'm just here over on my smartphone saying, "Hey, this is fun." So, well, this is entertaining. So you know what you're gonna do. So
yeah.
What's your final word for the evening, Rob?
Yeah. Just overall it's kind of a downer in the world right now for so many people. And if you are a praying person, I think it's needed now more than ever.
I'll second that, and I'll say pray for Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
They really need it in general.
Yep.
I don't care. Well, just in general, I don't know if you follow. Well, Toby Mack put that out on social media, and that's totally true. So I agree with that. And of course, you know,
yeah,
praying in general is a good thing.
Yeah.
My final statement is Let's see. You have a lot of choices on streaming media. And a lot of people choose what they want to see. And it's entertaining. And I get all that, but you really need to watch what you put in your brain.
Yeah,
I mean you really do. So I'll plug this really quick. I just saw Jason Bourne 2016, which was good. Tommy Lee Jones is the villain. I don't know if you've seen that one or not, but it's
a good villain.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And he's the CIA director. So he made a great villain. And if you haven't seen it, worth checking out.
Okay.
My final comment would be I'm a comedies guy. So that's what I gravitate to, because when I'm on streaming media, I don't know. We can have a final comment together. I don't know if you know the formula now for movies, but it seems like the movies are action adventure, horror movie, or kid movie.
Yeah.
Am I incorrect in saying that?
Nope. Nobody can be funny anymore.
Right. So I can't do horror movies, so that's off the table.
Yeah.
I don't really want to do... If it's going to be a kiddie movie, it better be a great kiddie movie, like Robin Williams' Aladdin great.
Right.
And then, so that leaves me, you know, the Avengers and Star Wars movies and the DC heroes movies. So,
yeah.
So I'm just saying, you know, be cognitive of what you put in your brain. And it's never, ever, ever wrong to read.
Yeah.
So feel free to find a book you like and read that. So.
Yeah.
Let's close this out. This episode is brought to you by the letter A for ads, Joshua 1, Psalm 91, and 1 Peter 5:7. Sorry we took a break last week. Good to be back for Rob. I'm Joe Carney for Indy's Local Flavor. And hey, thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon.